Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the Tailgate Sports Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tanner Johnson, and with me, as always, is Ricky Scott. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, Tanner? What's up, everybody?
Oh, nothing much, you know, long week. We got to talk about some football. It's the highlight of the week.
Football, our preview.
Yes, sir. Just a little housekeeping. We are a two-person small business, and we would really appreciate you guys showing your support by sharing, rating, commenting, and subscribing to the podcast. Definitely helps us out a lot. We put a lot of work into this, and it would definitely help us out.
And be patient, guys. The socials are coming. We are working on them.
Yes, sir. All right. Thursday Night Football, Ricky. What's going on?
We got the Commanders and Eagles, a division game, a division rivalry, and I think it's going to be a banger.
Oh, yeah. It's for the division, isn't it?
Yes. Whoever wins. So if the Eagles win, they stay number one. Commanders win, they take over number one.
Yeah. And the Eagles are cooking, man.
Yes, they are.
They're cooking. Like, their offense has looked fantastic.
Yeah. They got the sixth highest score. The sixth. They're leading the league sixth in yardage with 373.9 yards. And they're also sixth in scoring, 25.9. But they're also facing a red-hot Commanders offense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it feels like both these teams are, like, pretty identical to each other. Like, Terry McLaurin kind of has the same sort of feel as A.J. Brown. I think A.J. Brown's the better receiver. But they're both physical. They're both good route runners. They both are great at contested catches. I mean, Terry McLaurin leads the league with 12 contested catches, and A.J. Brown is right behind him. Like, it just feels so similar. Except, you know, the Eagles defense is way better than the Commanders, but that's another talking point.
Yeah, the Commanders have that two-headed monster running game because they're definitely killing it in the running game.
Is Brian Robinson going to be playing?
I'm not sure. Is he out? Or is he questionable?
He was out last week. Eckler and Chris Rodriguez were the two running backs last week.
Either way, did you see what Eckler always has done with the Chargers? He's a dump-off guy. He can pick up yards. And Rodriguez, when he was with Detroit, he wasn't too bad. You know, he wasn't a starter, but he got yards for them when they needed it.
They drafted Rodriguez.
Who did? Redskins?
Commanders. Chris Rodriguez. He's a second-year player.
Oh. Am I thinking of a different Rodriguez for the Detroit?
Malcolm Rodriguez?
One of them. The linebacker. This is what my Rodriguez is, okay? Rodriguez is.
Well, I'm kind of looking for this Thursday night is if the Steelers gave the blueprint to beating Jaden Daniels. I mean, the game was still really good between the Steelers and the Commanders. It was high scoring still, but I think they kind of gave a window into how you have to beat Jaden Daniels. So when he was running, they were running the read options. Typically how a defender defends it, what the quarterback is looking for is where whoever is the farthest on the edge, whether that's an edge rusher, linebacker, corner, whoever, safety, he is reading what they are doing. He is staring at their eyes. And if he hesitates, stays where he is, he hands the ball off. But if he's crashing along the line of scrimmage where the running back is supposed to be going, he's going to keep it and run.
Yeah.
So the Steelers this past week, I don't know if you saw this, but TJ Watt, as soon as he sees a potential handoff, is just full sprinting right at Jaden Daniels, not stopping to like see if he's gonna like take off and run, and not crashing the line of scrimmage. He is crashing Jaden Daniels, and it forced them into a lot of negative plays on these read options or plays for no gain. And it forced him to be a pure passer, which obviously they could do. I mean, they were scoring. But the Eagles have a better secondary than the Steelers do. So I'm curious if they read that blueprint and continue it.
You know what game they should definitely use to scheme against Jaden Daniels? Is the Super Bowl game, Ravens versus Niners, when Kaepernick was eating everybody up. A lot of people didn't have like a spy for Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jaden Daniels is more of a pure thrower than Kaepernick, but I don't see a lot of teams spying Jaden Daniels, and he's ripping off these all these yards. It's like, because he's not running through the, you know, gaps of his linemen. He's always off the edge, or, you know.
Yeah, I'm curious. Eagles definitely have N'Kobe Dean, Zach Bond as their linebackers, and they've been both playing really, really well. Zach Bond, over the last 4 weeks, has 3 games of a 90-plus PFF defensive rating, like elite rating as a linebacker. Like, that is crazy. And so I'm curious as to what you said. I mean, is he going to spy him all game? I know he's not athletic enough to catch Jaden Daniels, so it might be like Nolan Smith playing off-ball linebacker instead of edge rusher.
The thing you got to remember is he's not having to – like, if you're spying him, you're kind of just trying to catch him at the boundary, so hopefully he can cut him off or do some. I don't know. They need to do some because that guy, he can move, and yeah, he definitely moves with some finesse.
Yeah. The Eagles are favored by 3.5 at home.
I think this one's going to be tight. Super tight.
I would say I think the Eagles are going to win and take control of the division, but I think the Commanders cover that. I think it's going to be a field goal.
Yeah, I can see this game ending by a field goal.
I think it's going to be a field goal. I think the Commanders cover that 3.5, but the Eagles win.
I mean, I like the way you're thinking. I love it. And these past two games, Jaden Daniels is actually facing playoff caliber teams. Next week they have the Cowboys, so, you know, that's not really doing much for them.
Yeah. So what are you picking?
Definitely going to go with the Eagles, and I say they win by 3 points.
All right, next game. Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears. Bears hot off of firing Shane Waldron.
We got some firings.
Does it feel like it's too little too late?
For the Bears?
Yeah.
I don't think they fired enough to get themselves out of that hole. And I don't think they have faith in anybody else to take that interim spot. So that's why I don't think they haven't fired the head coach.
I just feel like, yeah, too little too late. And as the farther the season goes on, the more I feel like Eberflus should have been fired.
Yeah, I agree.
They should have just clean started and brought in – they could have like brought in way better coaches for Caleb Williams. And watching Caleb Williams, you're starting to see that, yes, he can do things in every single system for coaches, but he has a very specific play style that that Waldron didn't try and build around. Go ahead.
I think both the head coach and the offensive coordinator are trying to turn him. They like, you can tell they're trying to twist his game, and I think that's what has him hesitating so much.
Yeah, he just, like, the first play of the game, it's like he was seeing ghost, patted the ball. He had 3 different wide receivers that were open, and it's just, you just see, like, his offensive linemen aren't picking him up after the sacks anymore. His receivers aren't running hard routes. Like, the vibes in Chicago are just awful.
Yeah, I agree. I think these losing the teammates, I think a lot of people are blaming the wrong people, the wrong person.
And I think it lands on Waldron and Eberflus.
Unfortunately, a lot of people are not seeing it that way. I think a lot of people are calling for Caleb to be benched. And I think his own teammates are calling for him to be benched.
It doesn't do anything for him to be benched.
So, unfortunately, they're coming off of 2 ugly losses against the Cardinals and the Pats.
Yeah.
And then now they're facing a red hot Packers.
Yeah. This isn't gonna go well. I mean, Jordan Love is playing like has zero doubt. He's absolutely confident that he can do anything on the field.
I agree. That guy, he's playing lights out.
Like, he's just playing so confident, even though he's making mistakes, he's just like, fuck it. I'm still going to make that throw. Like, it doesn't faze him. It's just awesome to see, because this is what you want your rookie quarterbacks to go out. This is what you want Caleb Williams to do. You want him to go out and just say, fuck it. and just sling the ball everywhere. Throw three interceptions. Like, who cares? Just don't hesitate.
Yeah, I agree. But that offensive coordinator doesn't do him any justice by always dumping the ball into the flat.
Yeah.
Or throwing these little screens and, like, come on, like, stretch the field. Do some. Use him. Use his arm. Use his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the season's fucked, let him go have fun. Let him go out there and do his thing. It's like, hey, man. Use this as a learning experience.
Yeah, I think really the keys is, like, you got to pressure Caleb early and often if you're the Packers. I know you just trade Preston Smith, but, I mean, you've started to develop some pressure over the past couple of weeks, especially coming off the rest of the bye week. And with the Bears, you got to give Jordan Love different looks each play on defense. Throw something that he's not expecting at him.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, the Bears O-line giving up 9 sacks against the Pats.
That's,
I mean, that's freaking crazy.
I think a bunch of those are on Caleb, just hesitating and not trusting anything.
I mean, I watched a few of those plays, and a good amount of those guys are covered. And but you are right. There are times where they, like, he can fit that ball, especially with his arm and his talent, he could fit the ball in those windows.
Yeah, I agree. The Packers are favored by 5.5. Which way are you leaning?
I say they cover and win by a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Same here. Next game, the Jacksonville Jaguars are visiting the Detroit Lions.
Sir, I think you got that. I think you got that wrong. I'm sorry. They're the London Jaguars.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago when the Titans were playing the Lions?
Yes.
And how the line for the game was minus 18 for the Lions? Yeah, the Jaguars have a better line than that. It's only minus 14.
Only 14?
Only 14. Like, honestly, this is the game that I think Jaguars get spanked and Peterson's out.
I mean, I don't even think he should show up to the game.
Like, he's getting fired. Did you see Trevor Lawrence might be out for the year?
Yeah, saw that.
So, I mean, Mac Jones is going to be playing the rest of the season.
Jesus Christ.
Doug Peterson's going to be fired after this game. It wouldn't shock me if Trent Baalke gets fired after this game.
You thought the Titans were a mess. The Jaguars are really bad.
Yeah, at least the Titans are still playing hard.
I agree.
The Jaguars just don't care. Like, Doug Peterson's a dead coach walking.
Yeah, I don't even know how he's safe in Jacksonville, especially with how many crazy people they have out there.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just the weirdest. The Jaguars are just the weirdest organization ever.
I mean, Jared Goff throws 5 picks against the Texans and still gets the win.
Yeah. I mean, like, you saw, especially last week, Amon-Ra, he is the engine of that success. When in doubt, throw it to Amon-Ra.
Yeah, but you also saw when he struggles, they struggle.
Yeah.
And what was up with Goff last week? A lot of his passes were like, they were off, they were to the ground, they were, like, even just passes he wasn't pressured on.
It's just one of those. Goff has a couple of games every season that he just utterly melts down and just becomes that version of Jared Goff.
Was he having some?
You just hope it's not late in the season. You remember last year that, I think it was October. Like, they went on a 4-game losing streak, and he was like the worst starting quarterback in the league over those 4 games. Like, and then all of a sudden he just flipped a switch and was back to being efficient, good, no turnovers, Jared Goff the rest of the season.
I mean, is this a lock for the week for you, for the Lions?
Oh, absolutely. They're covering this. They're going to win by 30.
Do you even have any keys to the game for the poor Jaguars?
Key to the game is nothing. Easy dub, Lions.
Let's go.
Lions are going 9-1 after this.
I mean, is this a week of shit show games?
There's a couple.
This is sweet.
The next few aren't particularly great. It doesn't get good till Ravens Steelers.
I mean, let's go to the next highlight game. My Raiders versus the Dolphins.
Mr. Minshew is still starting.
He was named as a starter, and he was named confidently. But I honestly think, I mean, they do. He does give them the best chance at winning, but that's like there's like a hidden message behind that. I honestly think they're starting to look towards the future. They want to be on that Enterprise or that they want to be on that sweepstakes of getting a top quarterback, which is slim pickings this year.
Mm-hmm.
Especially seeing how the couple of the quarterbacks have been struggling real bad lately. I mean, they think they named Shedeur Sanders the number one quarterback in college football right now, and I just don't see it.
I mean, he's been balling. Colorado might win the freaking Big 12 and go to the playoff.
They're ranked, what, 20?
All they have to do is win the Big 12, and they're in.
A lot easier said than done, especially for that team.
They play BYU.
They have a lot of holes. I mean, they lost. Did you see they got blown out by Nebraska? Nebraska's a shit show right now.
That was a long time ago, though. That was when Nebraska was good.
Hey, it happened. You can.
It's true. I mean, you know, Notre Dame also lost to Northern Illinois, and everyone seems to be forgetting that.
I mean, you're right.
Top 10 team.
You're right.
So, all right. Anyway. Raiders, I think you got to work through Brock Bowers. I mean, he's currently at 508 yards receiving, 57 receptions. He's on pace to break the single season rookie tight end yards record and to shatter the receptions record.
Oh yeah, he's definitely gonna. I hate the fact that the offensive rookie of the year is a quarterback, you know, driven.
Oh yeah.
Award
at this point. Jaden Daniels is going to win it no matter what.
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of people that are deserving of it, that, you know, breaking records. And I'm not saying he's not breaking records, but he's in some good company. But I think they should also just look at other people.
Yeah. On the Dolphins side, I mean, their defense was playing lights out against the Rams. They were really good. Jalen Ramsey was elite in that game. Javon Holland was playing really well.
It's like a resurgence of Ramsey. He kind of disappeared for the past. I guess he said Tua was hurt. I might as well kind of hide in my shell.
Yeah.
Instead of doing the vice versa, saying, I'm going to step up. You know, defense needs to step up.
Yeah. And their rookie edge rusher they took, he's looking legit. There were so many question marks about him because he was just pure athleticism. And so you're kind of like, I don't know. I don't know if he can actually translate. I mean, he dominated last game. Him and Jared Verse. Studs.
That's your guy. I think you mention him every week.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, let's quickly get through this. You know, Miami favored by 7. I think that's fair.
Yes.
Miami wins by 7.
Yes. Like I said, the Raiders are looking towards the future. I mean, 2-8 is a great thing. So, let's keep losing.
Guess who's in front of them in the draft order?
Who? Hopefully not the Titans.
My Titans.
I hope you guys win this week.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
I'm going to put that evil on you.
Oh, yeah. Don't you put that on me. Don't you put that on me. All right, we got the... God damn it.
Is this another great game?
The Rams at the Patriots.
There's a plus side about this game. You get the rant about Jared Verse.
Oh, I get a rant about both these teams. Yeah, Jared Verse, currently third in the NFL with pass rush win rate of 21.1. Only behind Myles Garrett and Trey Hendrickson. The caveat to that is that it is excluding Aiden Hutchinson, who is out for the season.
That was.
Aiden Hutchinson's pass rush win rate was almost 40%. Almost half of his rushes he was winning.
Yeah.
That was stupid. Then you got Drake May on the other side, who's second among all quarterbacks in rushing grade with an elite 90.3 PFF grade, only behind Josh Allen.
Been watching like the Cam Newton tape.
Yeah, like last week showcased Drake May. He's just a rookie quarterback making rookie quarterback mistakes and throws. But he puts the team on his back, and it's like, I think it was just a showcase last week. The Patriots fully believe in Drake May, and you can see that the Bears don't in Caleb Williams.
I just think
so. I don't.
The lights are not too bright for Drake May, and he doesn't fold under the pressure.
Yeah, no, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, what does he really have to lose, you know?
He's playing with house money all season. Every win, just cool. But I think the Dolphins definitely showed it on Monday night. You pressure Stafford early and often. He still, you know, sees ghosts sometimes. And I think the Rams, Jared Verse, Kobe Turner, Byron Young, they got to focus on containing Drake May.
I don't know. I think the Rams are still in talks, or still in for winning that division, which is a mess.
Yeah.
If they can, you know, get some of these easy games under their belt, you know, pull a couple of the hard ones out, they're in the mix. So they need to lock in.
Yeah. All right. The Rams are favored by 4.5.
I don't see them covering.
I think it's a field goal.
I think it's a field goal as well.
So Patriots cover that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on to the next terrible game.
Are you sure? This is the toilet bowl of all toilet bowl games. Just kidding.
Cleveland Browns versus the New Orleans Saints. Speaking of toilet bowls, did you see Darren Rizzi's comments after they won last week?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this dude, you know, I woke up that morning, got to the facility. You know, I've never been inside the head coach's locker room before, so I decided to take a shit in the bathroom, and I clogged the toilet. Thought it was an omen for bad things to come.
This dude finally gets his shot. He walks into the facility, head coach's toilet, and rips it.
Not only that, he said that to the media.
Yeah, the ball's on this guy.
He just does not care.
Right. There's
no filter. I mean, the Browns look so much better with Jameis. I think they're just going to keep winning with Jameis. I think this is a game that they win pretty handedly. I just don't believe in the Saints. I don't think their defense can consistently do it. I think this is finally the year that the Saints reset. Like, the Saints are only favored by 0.5 point.
Damn, disrespectful.
Like, I think the Browns cover that easy.
I just think because, you know, like you said, the inconsistencies of the Saints, people always remember that they still got Derek Carr, so that kind of drops them below that totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
If they can show some consistency in that offense, consistency in that defense, I mean, they're a hot team. We've seen it, especially last week.
They're definitely a lot better if they can just maintain that, like you said. So,
I mean, what? They're Christian Kirk. I mean, not Christian Kirk. Kirk put up, what, 500 some yards against the Falcons? I mean, against the – who they play? That Thursday night game was a shootout.
Was it? Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers.
Yeah.
And the Saints, being a toilet bowl of teams, they held them to – their defense held them to a 75.1 passing rating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was it a fluke game or just an off game for Kirk?
I just think it's that interim head coach bump.
Just a boost of energy?
Next week.
So you think it's – what happened with the Raiders last year when AP took over? Just a little boost of energy.
A little boost of energy, but I think AP had more buy-in. I just think Rizzi doesn't know what he's doing and is just kind of coasting.
I mean, Valdez-Scantling, you know, had a huge game, and he's kind of been left for dead this season.
Yeah. You know, Derek Carr has finally unlocked Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Something that Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen could not do.
I mean, he only knows one route. It's just straight. That's it. Just throw the damn ball.
Ugh, good old MVS.
He reminds me of Hayward Bay. All he knew was he was the worst route runner, but that dude could run straight like a motherfucker.
Just go.
Yeah. When he played for the Raiders, it's like, just go. And then he went to the Steelers, and it was the exact same thing.
Oh, my God. I think it's just, you know, 0.5 point. I think the Browns win. Myles Garrett's going to feast. How many sacks does Myles Garrett get? Over under 2.
I say 2.5. Let's go 2.5. Go.
2.5.
He gets an assist.
We get the Colts at the Jets.
Oh my God.
Anthony Richardson's back in.
Can I ask can I ask you a question? Are these games going to get any better anytime soon?
Yes, very quickly. And then back to hot shit. Oh man, Anthony Richardson's back in. I think everyone kind of heard my rant last week. The Colts are just freaking ridiculous, man. Like, what are you doing as like a whole process of the organization? Did you see what Kenny Moore said?
I didn't. Can you refresh my memory?
So, and I quote from Kenny Moore is a post-game interview in the locker room after last week, their blowout loss to the Bills. Okay. He says, I don't think everybody is working as hard as possible. And obviously it's showing. Year to year, it's just the same thing. To have your veteran leader and arguably one of your best players on defense say that, is that just an indictment to the entire organization?
Yes, I do. Because
I feel like they're truly failing Anthony Richardson.
It's the same thing. I guess we could use that whole Caleb situation, the same thing. Two huge organizations failing their youth.
Yeah, and I think the Colts even have both organizations have a track record of this. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky wasn't given much outside of Matt Nagy, and then the whole team fell apart around him. And like with the Colts, Andrew Luck, I mean, you had the opportunity to go from Peyton Manning to arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks ever in Peyton Manning, to a generational talent in Andrew Luck, who was only compared to Peyton Manning as a prospect. You go to that, you have the opportunity to go to that. Like, no team ever has that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And he retires.
Yeah.
Way too early because he's tired of getting hurt.
He was the most paid quarterback. To help him. Yeah.
Like, I just think it's just I'm glad the Titans are in this division because I know that the Jaguars and the Colts are dysfunctional.
I mean, how many quarterbacks can we name that the Bears ruined? Jay Cutler. That dude I always saw him get on the ground. And then, like you said, the one you just mentioned. Then we got everyone blaming Justin Fields, which it wasn't the case. And then now we got everybody on freaking Caleb's ass. Like, how many more people are you going to ruin?
Yeah, it's just, it's awful.
Are they cursed?
I mean, they're going against the Jets. I mean, the Jets are just, their season's over. Like, it means nothing. If they win anymore, it means nothing. Like, Rodgers is on record as saying, like, you know, he thinks he's going to be back next year. I think that purely depends on how bad the season goes. Like, how many wins do they have?
Well, they're 3 wins.
They have 3 wins? If they don't win another game of the season, do you think Rodgers is back next year?
I honestly think he needs to go back to that dark whatever hole and just stay there. He's not doing that team any justice. He doesn't take accountability.
No, he does not. That's one thing that Aaron won't do. He throws people under the bus. I don't know. This is another game. This is dysfunction. Like, all over the place here.
I mean, I think it comes down to who has the most dysfunction and will lose the game.
I think the Colts will lose the game. I think the Jets are going to win. The Jets are favored by 4. I think if the Colts win, it's going to be an Anthony Richardson last-second touchdown. Like, win the game just like that.
I mean, but how motivated is he by, like, to win a game for that team after what they just, the debacle they put him in?
It's, I don't know. I'm done with this game. Let me talk about something more positive.
Pick a winner. We'll go Jets.
Jets.
What are they favored by?
4.
No, they don't cover. They win by a field goal.
Field goal. It's pretty good. All right, we get our first good game of the week. We got the Baltimore Ravens traveling to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We get the ageless Derrick Henry. Okay, I got a stat for you.
Let's go.
Mr. Derrick Henry is averaging 112 yards per game. Okay? That's stupid. Okay, he's already over 1,000 yards on the season. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Okay, he is on pace to shatter every Ravens franchise record for a running back. And not just Derrick Henry. Like, not just barely beat it, like by 500 yards beat it. Like, He is cruising. Carries, touchdowns. He has 12 touchdowns on the season.
So,
ageless.
Is he the fine wine. Leading person for the offensive player of the year?
Yeah, him and Saquon are 1 and 2 right now.
Well, for AFC offensive player?
It's, NFL offensive player. I mean, it's him and Saquon. I don't know who else he would do.
I mean, he's not going to win MVP. That's a quarterback's fucking award, unfortunately. Yeah,
that's a quarterback award. So,
I mean, if Cooper Kupp didn't win it, you know, I don't know who else. I don't know what other player could win the MVP.
I think I'm interested to see if the Steelers employ the same strategy as last week. Like I told you earlier, TJ Watt just crashing on the quarterback, crashing on Lamar. I think Lamar is a way better runner than Jaden Daniels is. He's more elusive. And so I'm curious if that works at all against Lamar. And honestly, I don't think the Ravens care. They might just hand the ball off to Derrick Henry the other way. Who cares? Like, the Steelers weren't afraid of the inside run game from the Commanders. They should be this week. Derrick Henry only gets better through the game.
I think this is the game that Mr. Russell Wilson struggles.
He implodes.
Yes.
I don't know. The Ravens secondary struggled so much lately. Like, Kyle Hamilton's hurt. Their best secondary players hurt.
Yeah, but you see the balls that Russell Wilson's are like throwing that he's completing. He's just throwing them up. Like, he's throwing rainbow balls to these players. Like,
man, does that look so pretty?
These safeties need to step up and just pick that shit off. Because, yeah, like you said, their corners aren't playing very well. It's not going to get any better. Someone needs to step up.
I am definitely going to tune into this. This has definitely got my curiosity. You have piqued my curiosity.
Yeah, there's a couple games they need a flex, and this is definitely one of them.
Yeah, I think this is the game of the week for CBS.
Game of the week for me. Like,
outside of that, oh, damn. Bills Chiefs is on CBS. Never mind.
They're always going to go with.
There's Romo's game. So the Ravens are favored by 3. Honestly, I think that's right. I think it's a push.
I think they cover.
I got Ravens. Lamar's playing lights out, so I think better quarterback wins.
I mean, he's put up amazing numbers back to back against the Bengals. Those are two division games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that division stigma is going to face him. They have one goal and one goal only. It's to beat the fucking Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yep. So next up, we got Minnesota Vikings traveling to the Tennessee Titans.
Let's go to the Titans. So,
how many sacks do the Vikings get? / how many interceptions do the Vikings get?
I don't know. It's going to be a very interesting game.
Like, Will Levis played the best game of his career last week. Was really conservative. Played smart within the offense. I thought that was awesome. They sat him down. He learned, was personally coached by Brian Callahan, which I thought was incredible to see, honestly. They still didn't win. I mean, the Titans and the Chargers are essentially the same teams, just Titans are worse than the Chargers. They both want to run the ball. They both want to be efficient with big-armed quarterbacks, and they want their defenses to carry them. And the Chargers are just better. I mean, Brian Flores is going to eat Will Levis's lunch. He's going to drink his mayo-soaked coffee, and then eat his bananas full, no peel. Like, Brian Flores is going to freaking take Will Levis's lunch money.
I think this is a game where Sam Darnold's like, thank you, I got a week off.
I don't think he gets the week off. I mean, the Titans' defense is okay. I got some stats for you with the Titans. Okay, going into last week, the Titans have the number one defense in yards allowed per game. Just over 200 yards per game. Okay. Do you want to know the other stat?
Let's hear it.
They are dead last in the league in points allowed.
Oh, love it.
To be number one in yards per game allowed and to be 32nd in points allowed per game. One does not always lead to the other.
Yeah.
Like, their defense is playing so good. but offenses are just getting balls in favorable positions, special teams or just turnovers from the offense. I mean, they're getting short yards, so they're only getting like 20, 30 yards if they score a touchdown. It's just like, ugh, man, I'm done with this.
So the Vikings defense is ranked third in the NFL. They're only giving up 17.4 points a game. I don't see them giving up that many points to the Titans. So that's why I say it's kind of like a little vacation for Sam Darnold. Like, he can actually rely on his defense to cover him, which he's kind of been doing, you know, still. But yeah, he's won some of those games.
I just think the Titans are going to get their cookie cutter 17 points a week, and Vikings are going to cruise to 21-17 win. And it's just, it's not going to feel close.
You know what's making me sad?
What?
Is you haven't had a sicko game.
This week?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, there's... sicko game would have to be Brown Saints, I think. I don't know.
Why'd you say that so sad?
It is a sad. It's not a good sicko game. It's a sad sicko game.
All right, people.
You see Jameis throw like 8 interceptions. See Derek Carr get sacked 10 times. It's going to be like 3-7. That's the final score. It's going to be sad.
It's going to be 2-0.
Safety by Myles Garrett. Yeah. Browns win. They cover the half point spread.
That's awesome.
Okay. The Vikings are favored by 6 in Tennessee.
Oh, no way.
They cover.
They cover.
Oh my gosh. All right. I got no more use to talking about the Titans.
This next game.
Talk about something happy.
This next game reminds me of running through a cornfield backwards with no underwear. It's a mess. Just kidding.
What are you doing in your personal time?
You don't want to know.
I got to talk to the farmers near you?
I'm not allowed anymore.
You got the Falcons at the Broncos.
And I didn't say it was me running through them. I'm just saying this is that kind of game. It's kind of fucked.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. Both teams are coming off a loss, and I think the Falcons need it more. If, I don't know, Kirk Cousins, he needs to be consistent. Because playing like he last week, he had definitely had a mediocre performance. And now he's facing a – I mean, the Broncos don't have a bad defense. As you can tell, they held Mahomes to what? What they had, 19 points, something like that? 16 points?
16.
And they sacked him 4 times?
Yep. Should have been 5, but there was a defensive holding call.
I mean, the deck is stacked against you, my friend. Like, this is... Yeah. If there's a grinded out game of the week, it's going to be this one.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
Well, Nix is playing... He had a 100 and what? His passer rating was 100.9, and he threw for what?
He outplayed Mahomes last week.
Yeah, he did.
He was the better quarterback.
The Broncos won that game, but also gave it away at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, the Falcons are coming off a poor performance. They just don't look good. And Kirk Cousins, it just feels so hot and cold when they're good and when they're not. Like, the Broncos are consistent. I mean, they're going to put up some points. Their defense is going to play well. They're just hoping that they can just squeak it out in the end. I think Denver's favored by 2.5, rightly.
I mean, that's a fair. Yeah, that's fair.
I think it should be more, if I'm being 100% honest. I think the Broncos should be favored by at least 4.
Yeah, but I don't got the Broncos winning.
What? You got the Falcons winning?
I got the Falcons winning by a field goal.
I got the Broncos covering that 2.5, boy. All right.
I mean, the key to watch for this game, I think, is London versus Sertan. But then...
Yeah.
Got other key pieces, I think. So, like you said... The Broncos have been pretty consistent with a pretty flat-line basic offense, and their defense, you know, doing what they do. Then you got Atlanta. Their defense is kind of flat-line, but their offense is, you know, they have on paper, they're amazing.
Yeah.
You got the two-headed running backs.
It's just, this is a weird one. I think I'm choosing consistency over ceiling, I guess.
Yeah. But you admit it's a weird one, so that's why I said that weird shit. It's weird. And I just want to verify that I didn't say it was me.
Good. Disclaimer, it was not Ricky.
I don't know. It might have been Tanner. I don't know.
No way. You got the Seahawks going to the San Francisco 49ers.
Rivalry game.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey, I was surprised he played as much as he did.
I agree. I thought he was going to be on more of a snap count. And the thing for this game is we have two – well, Christian McCaffrey came back last week, and then we have DK coming back this week.
I mean, it was – he played so many snaps, and you could tell he is not in shape. He should not have been playing.
Not that many snaps.
He needed a ramp-up period or something. Like – but Juwan Jennings looked good. Ricky Pearsall, your boy Ricky.
Oh, Slick Rick.
I doubted him. He did look good.
Don't get too ahead of yourself. I want to see consistency before you start to admit.
That's true. But Juwan Jennings, staple consistency.
Oh, yeah. He's the king of consistency. And he's always been there. In the shadows of Ayuk and Debo, he's always been consistent.
Yep. And he's become Purdy's safety outlook.
I agree with that.
He trusts Juwan more than anyone else on that team. Him and Kittle are the two people he trusts most.
Those are two good players. I mean, if you have to lose a wide receiver next year, I'm comfortable knowing that I have him if he's under contract.
Yeah, Jennings is under contract through next year as well. He just re-signed a little tiny contract.
So
Seahawks side.
Good.
Seahawks side. I mean, again, it feels hot and cold. They feel like the Falcons, to be honest. I think Seahawks' main problem is their offensive line is just so bad. Like, outside of Charles Cross, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And their defense is just getting gassed. I was shocked on a couple of play calls throughout the year, but honestly, I think Ryan Grubb is just getting used to the NFL game. But Geno looks good. Like, I don't know. What are they going to do at quarterback? Geno still looks good.
When he's upright, he looks great. You're right. He's been getting beat up this season.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where Nick Bosa lines up. Is he going to line up over their right tackle or not?
We shall see. The thing about these games is, like you said, it's a division rivalry. This one always gets messy. DK always fights with somebody. If he can stay... You know, if he can stay mellow and not get so emotional this game, I think they have a good chance.
Yeah.
Because he always lets the emotions get the best of him. And then he starts flipping.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, the 49ers are favored by 4.5. I think the pressure is just eventually going to get to Geno. And 49ers showed last week, even with Jake Moody missing 3 field goals. Like, they're still going to beat you. They're going to be even more at full strength with McCaffrey busting his butt, trying to get in shape.
I mean, hopefully Debo doesn't punch anybody this week.
Throat punch the long snapper.
Finding his own players.
Ugh, man. Next up, we got the Kansas City Chiefs traveling to the Buffalo Bills. So here's another stat for you. The Kansas City Chiefs are 1-3. Against the Buffalo Bills in the regular season,
but
3-0 in the playoffs.
Yeah, I want you to mention. They don't care about these regular season games. They can lose those.
No, I think honestly, this is the week. If the Chiefs are going to lose a game, this is it. It's either the Bills or the Chargers that they're going to lose to.
Honestly, I think that train has sailed. That train left with the Broncos when they flew home.
You think they're going undefeated?
I think they're going undefeated. I hate to say it because I freaking hate the Chiefs, but I hate to see it.
Yeah. I just think the Bills' offense it struggled in the first half pretty consistently all year to multiple teams, and then all of a sudden it just light switch turns on. They dump 30 on someone in the second half. So I'm curious, is Amari Cooper back this week?
I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to check on that. It says he's questionable. But I think it's going to come down to a game time decision.
Probably. I mean, I think Keon Coleman's been ruled out, so they're really hoping that Amari Cooper's back.
I hate always having to wait for that inactive list to come out right before the game, and then you're like, oh, he is out. Oh, he is playing.
Yeah, and it's still a lot better than college. So it's just, yeah, Amari Cooper is questionable, and it was practicing today.
I mean, did he?
So I'm thinking.
Hey, they don't put out like a full practice. I'm sorry.
I think he plays. I think he's going to end up playing. I mean, he's practicing already. I think that's all signs are pointing towards him being there. And if he's there, McDuffie just got dumpstered by Cortland Sutton. And Amari's way better than Sutton is.
Who's more physical, though? I think Amari is off the line. I think Sutton's a little bit more physical.
Maybe at the catch point.
Yeah. But the Chiefs are the Chiefs. A good thing about them is they learn from a lot of their mistakes. They watch tape. Andy Reid always, you know, they make adjustments.
Yeah. I mean, it shows in the line. The Bills are only favored by two.
The Bills are riding a 5-game win streak, but their last game was ugly against the Colts.
Yeah, it was ugly until they put up 30.
So. Yeah, but Josh Allen also had, what, two interceptions?
Two interceptions.
And they only had 4 giveaways the whole year, and they half of them were in that game.
Yeah, I just think – it's just like what you said. I think Greg Rousseau is the guy to watch in this game. I mean, he's been playing elite all year. He is by far the Bills' best defensive player. And that includes Von Miller. I think he's their best defensive player. He's going to be going against either Wanya Morris or Kingsley Suamataia. And both those guys are just allowing pressures and sacks on Mahomes to the point that Mahomes is getting a little skittish in there.
Yeah. And then he's also dealing with that high ankle sprain still, which he's hiding very well.
I don't know. It's made of rubber, man. It doesn't exist.
Well, you got these 350-pound freaking people landing on your ankle.
Yeah, he just has a fake ankle. He's a robot. He's the freaking Terminator.
He's all metal except for his ankle.
It's liquid. It just bends. Honestly, I think the Bills cover this 2 points. I think this is it for the Chiefs.
I don't know. I think the Chiefs win by a field goal, or if not, give up the defense to something to win the game again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sunday Night Football. Ooh. I love this. This is my game of the week here.
This is what I hate. Our Sunday night game and our Monday night game are terrible.
What? You don't like the Sunday night game?
No, I do not like the Sunday night game. They need to move the Ravens Steelers to Sunday night and the Chiefs Bills to Monday night.
Okay. Justin Herbert is the highest graded quarterback over the past 4 weeks per PFF. Okay. Him and Joe Burrow are two of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league right now through the whole season. Herbert is playing super efficient and is making plays to get his offense going. They're playing against the dumpster fire that is the Bengals defense.
Hmm?
Okay. Like, Joe Alt didn't allow a single pressure against Max Crosby, and Max Crosby is 10 times the edge rusher that Trey Hendrickson is. Okay. So there's the Chargers side. The Bengals side, Burrow's feeling himself. Him and Jamar, I mean, they're putting up numbers, they're putting up yards. I mean, they're playing like the best quarterback and the best wide receiver in the league.
Don't forget, they're going against Higgins back.
Yeah, they're going against the best defense in the league. This is perfect. I love this. This is a perfect Sunday night game.
I just see it being another Chargers-Cardinals game, which was a fucking snooze fest. I will give you $100 cash if you can watch that whole game without yawning once.
The Chargers-Cardinals? That's easy money, boy.
Not for you.
You're talking to me. I'm a sicko. You're talking to me.
All right, we shall see, sir.
All right.
I'm recording.
I'll FaceTime you. I'll live stream myself. Not once. I got kids. I'm tired constantly. I will never yawn during that game. I'll be too invested. The Chargers are favored by 1.5. I think Chargers win. I mean,
I don't.
The Bengals defense, I think, eventually will need to make a stop, and they won't.
I mean, the Ravens. So is the Ravens defense worse than the Bengals defense?
No.
Or is the Chargers defense better than the Ravens defense?
Absolutely. It's the number one defense in the league right now.
I think Joe Burrow keeps that consistency, and he only gets better because he adds T. Higgins back, the dude that snatches everything and takes all hits and still holds the ball. Yeah. Their running back is playing amazing. He's just plowing through people and not getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
I see the Bengals winning by a touchdown.
By a touchdown?
Yeah, by a touchdown. Asante Samuel is going to get burned. He's going to get hurt.
I don't know.
Their cornerbacks, Derwin James, they're going to have to double. Who are they doubling?
I would double Jamar.
And then so T. Higgins is going to eat?
I think Jesse Minter in his scheme, like, he does not have studs playing. Like, Asante Samuel hasn't been playing all year. Like, their best corner hasn't been playing, and they're getting turnovers. They're playing, like, stout. Everyone knows where they're supposed to be. Everyone's bought in. Everyone's playing hard. I think their defense is just good and well-coached.
I think they will be exposed this week. This will be my shocker of the week. Joe Burrow will get the win.
Yeah. I got to go to the Chargers, man. I'm a Jim Harbaugh. I'm drinking that Kool-Aid.
You do like boring shit, so.
Give me my $100. Of course not. You got Monday Night Football. The Houston Texans are traveling to their neighbors down the street, Dallas Cowboys, and Dak Prescott is done for the year.
Yep, he is done.
He's getting his hamstring surgically repaired, and it is good old Cooper Rush and Trey Lance. You know, so the fantasy league that I'm in, yeah, I got some bones to pick with this because no one makes any trades, and it pisses me off.
Fantasy league full of four people.
No one's hey, I am second in my 12-man league right now. Okay, but I'm trying to dump CeeDee Lamb. I want someone to trade for him because this is a dumpster fire. And no, it's Jerry Jones's fault.
No one's trading for CeeDee Lamb without a quarterback.
I don't know about that. I could, name recognition alone could probably dump him in this league.
Well, just like Tyreek Hill. Look at him. He dropped off so much without a quarterback.
Yeah. So, honestly, I think this is Texans' easy win. They're favored by 7.5. Nico Collins is supposed to be back for this game. I think their defense just looks completely different, or their offense looks completely different, and I mean, Micah Parsons was a stud last week, doing everything for him. He's just a one-man show. I don't think it's enough.
I mean, you saw what they let the Eagles do, even with that defense putting up some highlight plays.
Yeah. Did you see Micah Parsons' comments?
Oh, Mike McCarthy? Yeah.
About Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, that was terrible.
He definitely cross the line.
Oh, I agree.
He shouldn't have said what he said, but is he wrong?
No, I think he's wrong.
You think he's wrong?
Yes, I do. He's letting that podcast stuff get to his head. Leave that podcasting stuff to us, regular people.
Yeah, I agree. He shouldn't have done he shouldn't be doing the podcast, but honestly, like him saying, and I quote, here's his quote. All coaching aside, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. I don't think he necessarily, saying that and the first thing, I don't think he meant that as a bad thing. I think he was just saying the fact, like, a coach can still coach.
Well, yeah, that's not the bad part.
Yeah, the player has father time. And it goes on, it says, guys I kind of feel bad for is guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. It's super respectable to say that, like, he wants to win for legends and leaders and veterans like Zach Martin.
So let me ask you a question before we get further into this.
Okay.
How many active coaches do we have in the league right now that are ex-players?
Yeah, Gerard Mayo, D'Amico Ryans. Are you meaning head coaches or total coaches? Because total coaches, I got.
I mean, I don't need you to give me like a full solid number, but there's a lot of ex-players in the game that are making dents in the game, that are making, you know, found that new chapter in their life. Like for him to be like, okay, cool, you know, I want to win it for them. That's respectful and all, but who's to say that they're not the next big thing in coaching or next big thing in college or not the next big thing in their kids' life in high school football, or, you know, their life doesn't end because football's over and they don't win a chip.
Yeah, most players don't end up winning it. So
I mean, look at Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah. Never won a Super Bowl. He's amazing.
Yeah, it was definitely too far. And now he's having to walk all his comments back. At no point did I ever throw him under the bus, which I can kind of get that. Like, in his mind, he wasn't intentionally like trying to disrespect McCarthy, but he was being honest with how he's feeling. Like, it sucks to be losing, to watch your team get actively worse over the years. So, I don't know. I think this is a Texans easy win, especially if Nico Collins is back. If not, I mean, it's still an easy win. I mean, Cooper Rush isn't going to beat the Texans. Neither is Trey Lance.
I mean, I'd honestly rest Nico Collins for the week because they should win without him regardless.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think I'm tired of everyone always pointing the finger at everybody else. People need to take accountability as well. How many times have I said that it always feels like Micah Parsons just took plays off, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll see. I definitely think he played his heart out last week. So we'll see kind of going forward what he's doing.
I don't know. You want to be the best? Be the fucking best.
Yeah. And with that, thanks everyone for listening. And again, please do share, rate, comment, and subscribe the podcast. And definitely appreciate all of that. And Ricky, that was our preview for the week.
That was our preview. It wasn't a rough one to get through, but it was kind of sagged in the middle.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
All right, guys. Have a good week.